This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We're going to pick up today with our coverage of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the TPP it's called. That ginormous trade deal that wrapped up negotiations earlier this week. 12 countries, 40% of the global economy. Yeah, that one. You've heard of it before. If you heard the program yesterday, you heard President Obama, as he starts his sales pitch to Congress and to the rest of us, say this to me.
We will strengthen the hand of reformers inside of China.
So it's worth a reminder here that China is not actually in the TPP, so you can take that with a White House-sized grain of salt. But in some TPP countries, domestic reform is actually on the agenda. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson gets us going.
It's easy to think the TPP is all about trade, how much sugar, dairy one country can sell to another. But trade agreements can also be about changes countries may want to make for themselves.
These kinds of trade liberalization efforts are not just drivers of reform. In many cases, they are the actual reforms themselves.
Nick Consonari is with the Eurasia Group. He says, look at Japan. As his colleague Scott Seaman explains, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has been pushing a package of reforms. For one, he'd like to tackle protections and subsidies for Japanese farmers.
To get them to really kind of pull themselves up by their own bootstraps and refocus their attention on growing the sorts of things that can be very profitable, not only inside Japan, but also in external markets.
Peter Petri, a professor at Brandeis, says trade deals can give politicians some distance from reforms that may cause pain at home.
The Japanese call this gaiatsu. It's when you use foreign pressure to do the things that you know you have to do, but are politically very difficult.
Vietnamese officials also say they want to use TPP to push domestic reforms, says Derek Scissors with the American Enterprise Institute, like limiting support for state-owned enterprises.
And if they say this is an unmatched opportunity for us to be able to export to the U.S. and Japan and other TPP members, and you got to bite the bullet, it gives them a reason to drive those reforms over domestic opposition.
But Scissors cautions, we can't say how much change the TPP might spur until we know more about the terms that were agreed to this week. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.
Take a listen to all of what the president had to say to us yesterday. Our whole interview is online at marketplace.org. Also, tomorrow on the program, the flip side of the pro-TPP coin. It's worth a mention, too, that late this afternoon, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton told the PBS NewsHour that she is opposed to the global trade deal. She is, of course, running for her old boss's job.